Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. How do you grow an indoor herb garden? Well, I'm going to give you my tips and tricks, but first off, I'm going to tell you one of the biggest mistakes that everybody usually makes is they try to put the herbs all into one pot. Huge mistake. Herbs like to have so many different, or they each have their own different growing conditions, right? So what happens is when you try to put them all in the same home, they really don't do so well. So what I like to do for my indoor herb garden is I collect, or as my husband would say, I hoard all of these gorgeous vintage terracotta pots. And what I like to do is I collect these anytime I'm hunting or at an antique market. I'm always on the hunt for these beautiful aged terracotta pots because they make beautiful homes for all of my little happies or my indoor plants. But what I've done is I've picked a few of my favorites, and I've also picked a few of my favorite herbs that really work well indoors this time of year. Now, first thing you've got to make sure that you have is, as you can see, we have tons of windows behind us. We're actually in our sunroom at the farm, and there's windows on all three sides, and it gets sunlight starting as soon as the sun rises, pretty much till the sun sets. It's getting full onslaught sun, so you want to make sure that your indoor herbs have tons of sunlight, at least 6 hours a day. Okay, so some of my favorite herbs. This is gorgeous. This is just good old-fashioned time, especially with all sorts of festivities that are going on in the house. I love to have our herb garden side so we can always snip and clip from them, and they make fabulous cocktails. But this is just good old-fashioned time. One thing you'll notice too is I try to purchase my herbs in larger size containers. I always believe in go big or go home, so that way when I have my beautiful indoor herb garden, I've never really had much success starting them from seed, so I like to go big or go home when I'm starting my herb garden inside. This is a beautiful English thyme, and I love this because it's so nice and petite, and it's kind of woolly and gnarly looking, but this also has a phenomenal fragrance. It's just, it's so yummy. This one is Lavender Cotton Nana is what they call it. It's actually a Santolini, and that's Santolina. But this is just a neat little tiny petite herb that I love to also add in the collection of my indoor herb garden. And I think it just looks like a little tiny shrub. I don't know why, but I'm really fond of it. I like it a lot. Of course, we have sage. This is another great herb that has that great musky smell. And if you look at the leaves, it's that beautiful silver, light green color. It's really pretty as well. This is beautiful lavender. Now, I'm gonna try lavender inside. I've never really tried to grow it inside, so we're gonna see how that works. But this is a lavandula, and it does really well, also known as a phenomenal lavender, but we're gonna try this inside. But it's got these gorgeous, that silver, really, really silver tone leaf, and I think it's gonna do well. And I also will tell you why I like to use the lavender. And then this is golden lemon thyme, and the colder it gets, outside, and I know we're growing it inside, and I'm gonna tell you why I take my plants outside sometimes, but the edges of it turn this really pretty, like a little yellow color. It's almost like a really pretty variegation. Okay, so I am about to pot all of these really quickly into my containers, and then I'm gonna set them up on this beautiful table over here. But just know when you're caring for your herbs, I always like to give them a break from the inside. Anytime I have a warm, sunny day, I like to take my pots outside, give them some fresh air so they can breathe. It really helps your indoor garden. Now, I know for some of you who live up north and who live in really cold places, that kind of may be a hard thing, but even if you have a break in the weather, just give them at least one day a month, give them some fresh air. Okay, so let me do a quick little step and shove. Now, you want to make sure that all of your pots have really good drainage. And then I also invested in these gorgeous copper little tiny, I don't know if you want to call these little plant plates, but I love to put them on the table. So that way when I water, that way it kind of holds everything. So make sure you have good drainage. And I've got some soil here, so Gunnar, if you want to go ahead and come up a little bit closer so I can show everybody a little bit, but I'm just going to add some soil to the bottom of the pots, and then we're just going to do a little stuff and shove right here. See, look at this gorgeous roots. Beautiful. Now, some people like to mix them all up. I don't. I mean, you know, when I say mix them up, they like to basically break off the roots. Just shove it on in there. It'll be just fine. So we're going to put that one in here. You take this one off. Let me dip this in here and let's get some good dirt. Now, always be sure when you're choosing your dirt, don't go cheap on this. Invest in good quality potting soil. Let me tell you what your plants are going to thank you for it. You know, I like to use Fafard. It's F-A-F-A-R-D. It's a really good potting soil. Now, it's a little bit more expensive, but you're definitely going to get more bang for your buck. So I'm going to simply nestle that around here. This is that gorgeous Santalini. It's just such a really cool plant. For those of you who are listening to our podcast, be sure to check out us on YouTube because you'll see how cool this is. I am going to break this one up a little bit because look at how that root system is involved. So I'm going to break it up a little bit around. Okay. Had a little dirt placed in there. Okay. Next, I'm going to do my sage. Look at that gorgeous sage. And look at how instant this is. When you start with bigger plants, it just looks like you've been growing it for a lot longer. So that's one of the reasons why, another reason why I like to really use those larger plants. Okay, next I'm gonna do my lavender. You know, one of my favorite things I love to do with lavender is I like to snip it and boil it. One, I like to breathe it in as it's steaming because it really helps, like if you're sick or if you've got a cold, it just makes you feel better. And then once that water cools down, I like to do what's called a lavender hair rinse, where I will take the cool lavender water, you know, and put it in my hair after I've washed it and put conditioner in it, and it just makes it smell so good. It's such a, just another fun way to use herbs. And then this, last but not least, is my golden thyme. And look at how gorgeous these colors are. Ah, it's just so pretty. They're nice. And look at that root ball. This one I'm definitely gonna yank a big chunk off of it because it needs, you can tell it's kind of root bound a little bit. And you know, be sure when you're buying your plants that you look for a healthy root system. Like, don't be afraid to literally do what I just did. Take the plant out of the pot and look and make sure you've got a really healthy root system. Okay, this one's giving me a little bit of problems, but come on, let's see, yank that on out of there. Just be a little patient and it'll eventually come out. We go, and I've put some soil in the bottom of these pots already, so that way we're ready to go. keep ripping this off just a little bit more. Now, sometimes you can top dress these with moss if you want to, if you want to dress it up a little bit better. But I personally just like to see the soil. It looks more, you know, natural looking to me. But let's see, we're going to place that in there. Okay, now it's time to arrange the herb garden. So before I planted these and when I was picking out my pots, I made sure that I picked out different sizes, different shapes, different colors of the terracotta so it would look really pretty. Okay, now remember I was telling you these are the beautiful copper pieces. Now, I like to set mine on a really pretty table. Like I said, this is in our sunroom. This is a beautiful tablecloth, so that's why I like to have something underneath. If you don't have a copper plate, you can always use just like a paper plate or, you know, like a plastic plate. I also have used some of our really pretty china before to put plants on to hold the water in, because what you don't want to do is when you're watering your herbs is for the water to go out and to stain the table. So that's why I often like to always make sure that I have something underneath it. So I'm going to arrange these on the table, and I think I'm going to put these in like a diamond shape, kind of turn it a little bit like that. And aren't these so pretty? I just think they're, I saw these, gosh, I think I may have found these at Michael's a while back, but I was like, I've got to keep these because I think they'll be so pretty to eventually have plants growing in them. So I just put those on an angle like that. And I'm gonna start with my largest container, which is my lavender, and I'm gonna put that one in the center. And now I'm just gonna work around with the different shapes. Look, I've got that beautiful thyme. Next, I'm gonna do my beautiful sage over and on this side. And then I'm gonna add and do my thyme back and through here. And now I'm gonna do my two smaller pots in front. That's the gorgeous Santalini. And then I've got that beautiful English thyme. And look, you've got a gorgeous, very simple indoor herb garden that should last for all season long. Now, another great tip, give your herbs a Java Jolt, okay? So sometimes what I like to do with my leftover coffee, does not have cream, does not have sugar in it, but I'll actually take my leftover black coffee and add water to it, and I'll water the plants. The acidity in the coffee really helps the herbs a lot and helps them grow, and they really, it gives them a happy home. Another thing that I'll do is to water these and to give them a really, really good drink, I'll actually take these to the shower, and I'll take the actual shower. You know, I have one of the ones that are, it's portable and you can move it. But, and I'll kind of give them a shower to kind of rinse off any, sometimes these will get some sort of bugs and different things will collect on them. Or I also will set them in the sink and I'll give them a really, really good drink and let them sit overnight in the shower or in the sink and then let them drain and then I'll bring them back out. But this is a easy way to have an indoor garden. It also, like I said, use the different terracotta pots, or you don't have to use terracotta. You can use another type of different pot, but look at how this elevates the look. And I have a gorgeous, that's actually a beautiful Lily Wallace fabric, but it's a really fun and easy way to have an indoor herb garden. Okay, good luck with yours.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.